Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Game Time. Matt Verzal, George Norwood. Hanging out. As I look at basketball updates, Kawhi Leonard head to the Clip Show. What do you, Georgie Talks Basketball?
There's some takes.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Kevin Durant.
Educate me.
So Kevin Durant today.
Who's out completely for the full year. Because of his Chiles.
Yes. It just came out, I think, earlier today that he pressured the Warriors to include a first-round pick in the sign-and-trade with D'Angelo Russell because of the fact that he didn't think it was fair to be traded straight up for D'Lo.
Okay. Oh, so he took it as insulting that.
Yep.
Well, we can't surprise you. When can we all just admit this, right? Great player. Great player. But there's diva in there.
A whole lot of diva.
Right? In basketball, is a bunch of wide receivers to me.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Ooh.
The basketball court is filled with wide receivers. Draymond Green may be the tight end, an over-emotional tight end. But everything is wrong. Everything is a foul. Every receiver is a pass interference, right? They never just get shut down that something else had happened. So maybe that's why I struggle.
First, that's great. Yeah. That's a great comparison.
Yeah, it's basketball court. But Lakeshore, are they your favorite?
No. Yes. Okay, so for me personally, everybody's talking about the Clippers, and I like what the Clippers have, and I like what the Lakers have. Those are your two favorites going into the next season. And I do have to hang my hat a little bit on the Clippers because I think Lou Williams off the bench. I think Montrezl Harrell as well, probably still going to be coming off the bench, is great. What they did is they just improved their starting lineup.
Right.
Drastically.
Agree.
Absolutely drastically. So you get two of the top 10 players in the league, arguably two of the top five players in the league. You insert them into your starting lineup, and then you obviously have Patrick Beverley, who you signed this offseason. So now your starting lineup is set, and then you still have these six men off the bench in Lou Williams, who could just put the ball in the bucket whenever he wants. And then you have Montrezl Harrell, who was also nominated for six man of the year, coming off your bench as well. And he's going to continue to keep rolling. And now you're mixing these players in with Kawhi and Paul. I think it's going to be very hard to beat this team. It's going to be very hard to score on this team. And then people are like, well, yeah, it might be hard to score, but are they going to score? Yes, you got Kawhi, you got Paul George, and you got Lou Williams that can put the ball in the basket. I think the Clippers on paper have got to be my favorite.
Buddy, you know something that was kind of cool as a guy, I forget who it was. I need to really pay attention more to that. I need to remember names. But somebody retweeted. Yeah, I should. Dang it. I'll work on that. Somebody retweeted, hey, NBA, whatever you have to do to make King of the Court part of the All-Star weekend, make it happen. Because at one of those USA clinics or camps, Paul George did not lose.
Cooked.
Outside, inside, KD.
KD, Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo, yeah.
Was in there.
I would watch that.
100%.
I would 100% watch that. Because I'm like, okay. You know, and you go from the little guy who's quicker than you to the bigger guy who's stronger than you. It was, I mean, and maybe it's just because it's practice. And we're talking about practice.
And what's good about it is that, like, those guys, they weren't allowing Paul to just go.
No.
There's a clip going around of Kevin Garnett back when he played with Team USA.
Yeah.
And he's going up against, like, Vince Carter, Jason Kidd.
Yep.
And those guys, and Chris Webber, I'm like, and they're going full court.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. I was like, I would love to watch somebody, like, one of the greats, one of the best people in the league, just king of the court it up.
In your lifetime, who's the biggest freak athlete you've ever seen or known?
LeBron James.
I don't know, buddy.
Freak athlete?
I mean, LeBron's a freak. Don't get me wrong. No disrespect to Bron.
Uh-huh.
Vince Carter's 40-some-odd years old.
Hey.
And still going.
Hey.
Buddy, that guy is a freak show.
And he looks good. Like, to the point where last year in Atlanta, the few Atlanta games that I caught.
Right.
He could go a couple of more years.
I'm 44. He's got to be 42.
I think he's 42.
So he's roughly my generation.
Can you imagine?
No. No. Bud, no. I just told you I had to pop my own shoulder in trying to demonstrate something. And it sounded like popcorn went off in my shoulder. No. But I look at my buddies, right? You look at your buddies like, oh, you couldn't do that. You know?
Well, here's,
42 frigging years old and signing contracts.
What's awesome about
stacks
him.
Stacks on stacks.
What's awesome about him is that he's smart about it and he understands that, hey, I'm 40 years old. And we saw him throw it down a couple of times this year, but he's become a very lethal three-point shooter. And in a game that is all surrounded by three-point shooting now, it's perfect for him. It plays right into his skill set. And that's why he's able to still be playing at 42, 43 years old. He's got one more year, too.
Yeah, he is. I mean, dude is a monster.
He hasn't signed anywhere yet, but he's got one more year. And I think teams are going to be blowing up his email.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's, you know, you got character guys, right? But that's, say what you want about Kawhi. He doesn't fit the mold of what we expect out of a superstar, right?
Right.
But that sense of stability that he brings does get really out of whack, stays pretty even keel. There's a value to that.
100%.
Right? Steph, when the Clips were going, would let Draymond go as far as he wanted Draymond to go, then they'd reel him back in, mm-hmm. right? Klay is that sense of calm. Kerr is always a sense of calm.
Yep.
You know, those kind of things. Those are the pieces that when you can fit those in all phases of life, right? When you can fit that in, that's why I might be Team Clipper in this. I don't follow it a whole bunch, but I wouldn't be surprised. And the money's right.
The money is right.
You know, you can get out there and make some money if you're going to put out some NBA futures.
100%. And a lot of people are talking about the age of the Lakers. In regards to the they've got some good talent over there,
yeah.
but they've also got some age.
Yeah.
Which the Clippers, Paul is still in his 20s.
And you got Magic Johnson out there this is Magic. What are you doing?
Nick had a very good take earlier. He's like, and it's a whole segment you can totally go to our podcast and listen to it. About how Magic Johnson, Magic Johnson's definitely got some blame into why Kawhi did not come to LA. Just his whole mess of what was going on and saying that he doesn't trust Rob Pelinka and all of this stuff and quitting, like, that's got something to do with it.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, Pelinka's a puppet, let's be honest. I mean, 100%. If you think he's running the show, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah, somebody else is running the show.
Yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, that was talking basketball with George. They did some stuff, man. Now you also got to factor in the Kardashian curse. So LeBron James will probably blow out an Achilles and they'll end up 47 games under 500. But
with all of that said, even though the Lakers and the Clippers are the favorite, this is the first time in a very, very long time that – the NBA championship is seriously up for grabs between at the very least 10 teams.
But this, so for the league has needed this.
110%.
The league has rinse, lather, repeat is boring in pro sports. For those that like, I like to see teams that are successful. That's awesome.
Yep.
Right. I like to see all those things happen. That's great. But now. I'm coming at this from a gambling background.
Right.
Right? I'm coming at this as, okay, I dig this. Now I've got some odds. Because for me, I'll look at my non-traditional retirement account. But I'll say, all right, so when it's going through and I know every year it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that minus money or like teeny tiny plus money, if I'm going to throw something out there that's going to be 6-8 months away, I want to be entertained. Like I want to know, hey, there's a chance this may not happen. There's a chance I'm going to win. So now when you look at those odds and you're getting like plus 500s, plus 750s for good basketball teams.
Yes.
Really good basketball teams. I'm like, now you've piqued my interest. So now NBA, if you're all pro gambling, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get in on this now. So instead of betting a $100 bet on Golden State to win it all and making my $85 or unit bet, whatever you want to call it, Now I might put a unit here and a unit there and a unit over there. So now I'm interested in more of your season. I'm more likely to watch more of your games.
Bingo.
I'm more likely to be a part of more of the discussion.
Yes, because I tried this a couple days ago to seriously sit up there and like, are there two teams where you just be absolutely uninterested in watching play this upcoming season? And I can only there's only one matchup that I was like, okay.
You want to watch?
Then the Knicks and the Orlando Magic.
Right.
But then every other aspect, even the teams that aren't good,
yeah,
I'm interested in watching. The Atlanta Hawks, I want to see what Trae Young is in second year is going to do.
Thank you.
And then like I look at other teams like the Washington Wizards. How are they going to bounce back from still waiting on John Wall to get back? They just signed Isaiah Thomas. Bradley Beal, what is Bradley Beal going to do with this team?
You know what? This is a great opportunity for the NBA to do, especially NBA coaches. Reel it all back in.
Oh, yeah.
Reel in clear out ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Reel in that James Harden style of 97 dribbles, a pass away, a pass back, and I shoot a three. Or I shoot a fadeaway three to try to win the game after I do that huge jump back step that should be illegal. And anybody tries to justify it to me is a moron because it's not legal. I don't care what that guy that knows all the rules says. But it reels back in me.
Yeah.
It reels back in 45-year-old dude that used to love watching basketball.
You're going to get
because it was a great, fast-paced, above-the-rim team game. I still love the three, don't get me wrong. But I love to see a break, and then you watch that trailer start to spot up at the three-point line. Like, yeah, buddy.
You're gonna
but it's
so
a great
much.
Chance for a coach to reel this all back in and the league to stay this competitive.
Because
now you bring in the D-gens, which is me, 45-year-old former watcher, and a D-gen gambler.
Yep.
I'm like, okay. Now instead of having $100 to play here, I might be able to come up with 5 units to play here. Let's spread this baby around a little bit.
It makes sense. And then you got bets going on teams that you didn't even think about. Dallas, they've got Porzingis coming back. They got Luka. And you're like, oh, they've got a chance. You've got teams like Indiana that's got Victor Oladipo coming back. It's like, they've got a chance. You've got teams like Detroit. Yeah, they just signed Derrick Rose, but they still got Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. They've got a chance.
D. Rose, another freak.
Yeah. Boston. Yep. Like, there's so many teams on both conferences that have a chance at the NBA championship. And it's
are you Summer League guy? Do you watch Summer League?
I watch Summer League.
Do you?
I sure do.
What'd you tell you about a Chinese team winning?
Oh.
Plus 25 and a half.
So first off,
let me say that again. Plus 25 and one half.
I filled in for Stibbs on USC, and I took Charlotte.
You did.
I was like, oh yeah, Charlotte, 100%. USA. Man, I watched the second half of that game, and I was just like pulling my hair. I was like, whatever you do, just don't put money on Charlotte at all.
Oh, so when you're gambling, you don't get to the point where you're just like, all right, screw it. I hope you lose now.
Yeah.
You're not going to cover. I hope you lose.
No.
Because you took the 25, right?
I took the 25.
You said they're going to destroy them.
And then it got to a point where I was like, just win the game.
Yeah, right.
Just win the game.
There you go. That's my kind of guy right there.
Just like I don't care about like, okay, yeah, you didn't cover. Okay, that's fine. Just win it at this point.
Yeah.
Come on.
John charged in with our off the JTAC Instructions on Twitter feed. Said, hey, Bo Jackson. Yeah, Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson's good.
That's God, one.
That's good.
This is 12-year-old Matt Verzal, Bo Jackson poster, shoes, all this. Old Matt Verzal does not want young Matt Verzal to say this, but if they just had the horse collar penalty when Bo Jackson was playing and it saved his career. I mean, I remember watching that game and I saw that tackle. I'm like, he's hurt bad. Because just when he took that step, right, and it's hit, you're like, well, that's over. Bo Jackson freak. JP says, Verz, it's the series that makes it hard. Imagine someone trying to beat the Patriots every year in a best-of-7 series.
That's how you know you're the real team.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but that's you guarantee the best team wins in a best-of-7 series. Anybody can get lucky in one game.
Right.
The Atlanta Hawks can go to Golden State. Next year, they could go to L.A., pick any one of those teams.
Yeah.
One of those teams have a day off.
You see it happen every year.
Yeah, you see it happen.
I do think 7's too many. I think I can figure it out in 5. Best 3 out of 5. We'll figure it out.
Listen, I don't hate
5,
it.
If I have 3 bad nights, then I'm not the best team.
Right. Yeah. I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
7 is too. I mean, basketball starts in friggin' like what, November and goes to June?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's a long time.
Get over
and it starts in October.
Then
so.
There you go. That month. Then you're playing
said that month.
Then you're playing the summer league crap and you wonder where you're going. And I know it's not the top line guys.
Yeah.
I know Payne's still playing the kid from Michigan State. But just
trying to get that contract.
Just try to give somebody sign me. It was just so long. Like I become bored of it. And I don't even watch it. Can't imagine somebody watching it. Everybody's like, Jesus, there's no.
Well, the reason why I watch Summer League is because I at this point in time, what am I going to watch?
And I know I'm baseball guy 162. It's a contradiction. It's hypocritical. I get it.
Yeah. So.
You need to have more beers watching baseball. That's all I'm saying. Take a break here. Come back. We're going to get to, I got some great 90s stuff coming up. And hopefully it takes you guys down the path of memory lane. Thank you so much for listening here on Game Time 1620 The Zone.